Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, here we go. Today's picks brought to you by Brother Supply, your number one source for Isaiah P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And by Casamigos Tequila, created by George Clooney, Randy Gerber, and Mike Meldman. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. Week 10 already. As we go deeper and delve deeper into the month of November in the league where they play for pay. All right, last week, I'm trying to remember. I think it was 1-2 last week. Yeah, 1-2, right? Because they lost the Packer game Sunday night. So 1-2. Here we go for... I've obviously got a couple of rooting interests going on this week. One, obviously, is to see the Giants and Eli do well. So I'm going to pick the Giants on Monday night. I know a lot of people are picking the Giants plus 3.5 points this week. So, I mean, I'm sure everybody is because they really shouldn't be underdog to the Niners. But we'll see what happens. And the Jets, I don't think everyone's going to get as lucky with the quarterback as everybody thinks. I cannot see him playing Peterman again. I mean, I don't even think that's an option. I got to figure somebody, like anybody's going to play. Barkley, somebody, rather than that. But I could see the Jets bouncing back and having a good game. I know everybody's picking them, so I'm not going to pick both just because everybody's picking them. And that game, you really don't even know who's playing for Buffalo. And if they ever announced Peterman, the line would go up to, you know, some astronomical number. But I don't think, I do not think that will be the case. All right. Game number one, and I'm going to go in reverse order. I'm going to start with Monday night and take the Giants plus 3.5 against the Niners. We all know the theme this week could be the Eli's last game. The idea of let's get on a roll, let's try and win some games. Coming off the bye, they get the Niners who have won twice, who just come off the extended vacation after toppling and destroying the Raiders. We know what the quarterback did, so the fact is everyone's a little high on him after the one game. I think that's a little overdone considering the Raiders don't seem like they want to play a whole lot. That being the case, I got to go with the Giants. I think I'm expecting good things. I'm going to say they're going to run the ball well. They're going to get the play-action game going, and they're going to win this one and win it by more than a touchdown. Give me the Giants plus 3.5, game number one. Game number two, I'm going to take the Chargers. I know the Chargers have been all over the world. I know that they have traveled like crazy. We heard that yesterday from Schrager, how they've gone back and forth across the country. They haven't played home in forever. I know all that. But two things here are at work. Number one, I'm not sure the Raiders are going to give you a good effort again this year. Number two, the Chargers have always detested the Raiders. So just showing up in Oakland, I think, will bring out the anger in them and just bring out the, you know, when they get a chance to knock them down and keep them down, they will do it because they have always detested the Raiders on such a high level that going back so many years, this is always a fierce game for them. And I do think, until I see anything further, I do think the Raiders have stopped playing. I do think they want to be in position to have the first pick in the draft. The Chargers are an astronomical favorite on the road, 11 points. That just tells you that the odd makers are saying, we can't make this any higher. There's not much we can do. How much higher can we make it? We're making you lay 11 points on the road with a road-weary team. And I don't think they've made it high enough. So give me the Chargers who are rolling at 6-2 and really headed for good things this year, minus the astronomical number 11 against the Raiders. That's game number two. Game number three, Packers come off a couple of brutal games. Big pressure there. Big pressure on the staff. Big pressure on the quarterback. A lot going on there. They desperately need a win at 3-4-1 after losing games that, frankly, they showed you they still have a pretty good team. Their season is over if they don't win this game. And I think they put this game away early, and it's never an issue. I think this is a bad matchup for Miami. I think that this will be a lopsided game. If it's not, I would be stunned. It would tell me volumes. If this game's not, 34 or 37 to 17, it would tell me volumes about the Packers. They are a 10-point favorite, which is still a lot. I understand that. You never want to lay double digits. But I just think this game is won. Now, I got burned on Green Bay when I picked them laying 10 against the Niners earlier in the season. And they came back after a lackluster effort defensively, after allowing the Niners to go up and down the field, and won the game by a field goal late. I'm going to go that they're going to come back, and finally coming off those two brutal road losses at the Rams and, at New England, that they're going to come back, bounce back, and give you a big effort, minus the 10 points. So the three picks for me this week: Green Bay, minus 10. Chargers, minus 11. And the Giants, plus 3.5. The picks for week 10 on The Fan.
Casamigos. Previously placed any wager using your FanDuel Sportsbook account. Refund issued as site credit. Must wager amount equal to site credit before winnings can be withdrawn. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Go to FanDuel.com/NJ for terms and conditions.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.